Welcome to another week, round number 7. We give you plenty of rugby league winners and other sports winners. No need to thank me. It's okay. Thank it. Listen, my gift is your reward. Hello, Joel Kane. I gather you watch the Masters and just saw Scotty Scheffler win by 3 or more.
Yeah, never in doubt. I like him, Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah?
I like him.
Bit of a dot ball, isn't he?
No, I quite a humble character. A lot of people are sort of panning him, but I like him.
Dot ball. Can I just jump straight in? How's the lighting in here today?
I haven't even noticed. I'm not looking.
Hasn't even noticed. That's a good thing.
I haven't looked. I let it go. I've shaken that off.
Because I have it on good authority. Hugo behind the scenes here was breaking all sorts of work safe guidelines. He was on a chair, almost broke a leg just to get it sorted. So I'm glad that you haven't noticed it, which means it's probably spot on.
I haven't looked, to be honest, because I've become a fat pig over the last few months. And I'm quite disgusted with myself. So I don't even look at the monitor. You know, I had a big pastry this morning because I was getting a coffee and I just grabbed a raisin scroll. So I don't feel good about myself today.
My favourite
part of the Masters, and it's going to, is Ludwig, because you absolutely hammered him last week. Who's Ludwig, eh?
I was getting around Ludwig. It's obviously not a name you hear that much of.
You were that close to the Quinella, weren't you?
I got the Quinella.
Oh, you got the Quinella?
I got a Quinella.
Oh, a Quinella.
Yeah, well, I'd said I have multi.
It helps.
But you had Will Zalatoris, didn't you?
Yeah, he finished ninth.
It helps when you throw a rather large net out, Shug. I'm told there was 10 or 11 Quinellas had.
Yeah, but five runners out of 89 players.
Okay.
20 combos, 5 times 4.
Imagine a Melbourne Cup 4 times over. That's basically, you've got a field of 4 Melbourne Cups. And I've whittled it down to 5.
I think it's a good strategy.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, that's the end of the self-indulgence from me, at least for now. thank you again for watching on Fox League on Thursday night. Did we tip in winners on the Fox League show? I hope we did.
This feels like a bit of a loaded question.
I don't know. I actually don't know. I can't remember. See, because we're just workhorses here for Sportsbet, I just forget what we put on the regular podcast for the real people. As you sort of warned us, don't forget the little people
that were there from the start.
That's right.
Yep.
And what we tip for the Fox League. I mean, they're the same tips, but some, because the Fox League show is smaller, less time, I'm not sure how many of those tips transfer over. But anyway, thank you very much for watching. I'm doing what is called dribbling. shout out. Now, I bumped into a couple of weeks ago, ironically on a Wednesday, drove home from here, the studio, was in my little neck of the woods, and someone yells out my name. Doesn't happen that often. And I turn around and I think, I know that bloke. And he goes, this is what he said, Sean, you'll be impressed with this. Wednesday, 6 p.m., I never miss you blokes. And I've gone, Wednesday, 6 p.m. I said, are you talking about the radio show? I used to have a radio show like 6 or 7 years ago at 6 p.m. He goes, no, on KO. And I've gone, oh, you mean get him on side? He goes, yes.
How dare you go to radio before?
No, but it was the specific of 6 p.m.
Yes.
So that must be his...
his ritual.
That is his ritual, which I love, because obviously I don't know when they put us up, but it's not 6 p.m. It's a bit earlier than that.
It's like basically you getting your raisin, what was it, croissant?
You haven't referenced the man.
Ritual. I'm about to.
Yes.
I'm about to. And I'm thinking, I know this bloke. And I said, I know you from somewhere. Like, I now had the confidence to know. I didn't know him personally.
Yep.
But I knew him. And it hit me. He was... and is from Home and Away.
Yes.
And he says, my name's Jimmy. That's him.
That's him.
Jimmy Stewart, or James Stewart, as I think is his acting or his official name, but he introduced himself as Jimmy.
That's Jake from Pack to the Rafters.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I was never a Pack to the Rafters guy. No knocker. I just never got my hooks in to that one.
More of a Home and Away man?
Early days Home and Away. Early
Pack
days.
Great show.
Yeah, he's been in it for, he must have been in and out, because I remember him from 20 years ago.
Pack to the Patricks was one of the great shows, wasn't it? It was just a great show.
So a big shout out to Jimmy Stewart. And I asked him, I said, who do you follow, Sean or Joel? And he goes, I can tell Sean has some sort of system, but I feel like Joel has a better feel. Ooh. He said that. And he's gone, Oh, but I follow you sometimes. I said, Jimmy, I promise you, I'm not offended.
He might have clipped me on the way through, but as long as he clicked it,
no, he didn't.
Through, then
he didn't click.
I'm okay
he
with
clicked,
that,
he was very positive. He said, I feel like Joel has a better feel, but you know, you had the better results. That was how I.
Oh, I think you've taken a bit of license there to make me feel.
Well, he was very positive about both of you.
Would he be our biggest name?
Well, this is the question. Now, well, James Bracey was always our early adopter. So I'd put, I got to put a home and away star ahead of Jimmy. I love another Jimmy, James Bracey, but I'm putting a home and away star because of the niche factor, the fact that it's not sport. I'm putting James Stewart as top seed, but I think we can top it, or at least, you know what, Joel? I don't even want to top it. That's the level of celebrity I'm
James Magnusson, he might be, once this Ridley Scott doco comes out, what we think, we've already got three to start with. We need to implement into this show a short video of our man Jimmy giving his best of the week. And if he wins, he stays in the seat.
Love it.
Otherwise, he hands the reins to James Bracey. If Brace wins, he stays in the seat. Otherwise, he hands the reins to the missile.
I think, can you reach out if you're... I just think we have this little niche audience of people, you know, actors or whatever
kind of
celebrity.
You're not going to ask them to email in to get at sportsbet.com.au, which is bursting at the seams, to say...
Get them on site at sportsbet.com.au. I'm just saying, let us know.
What, look at me, I'm a celebrity. I listen to you. You know, no one's doing that.
I did that once on radio. It was like 6 o'clock. I've just done it as a gag. First call was Steve Renoff.
Oh.
It was outstanding. I can't remember who the others were because I think I had the Pearl on the phone for about 5 minutes. But what I'm saying is let us know because, you know, you'll bump into us at some stage. Or let us, because that is the perfect level. I don't need Russell Crowe or Hugh Jackman. I need, these are our people. Yeah, these are our people.
Okay, just on to our people, the Pearl. Every time this fixture rolls around, which we'll get to, Canberra and the Broncos, I think... How did they not meet in a grand final?
Yes.
And who was the better team in the early 90s? Have you got a firm view on that?
Early 90s Canberra?
Yes.
Late 90s Brisbane. Well, I'd put the Brisbane 98 team ahead of all of them.
Yes, but you could only have played each other that 92-93 Broncos, 94 Canberra. Who was the superior team?
I think Canberra. I think whenever they seem to meet... on equal footing, therefore no injuries. Canberra, always, was it just murdered? Canberra seemed to win more than Brisbane.
Well, 93 was the year. Ricky Stewart, you can imagine this. Ricky Stewart, they've carved up Parramatta,
right?
And he's done his knee. So he's just hating it. And then he's gone, and to do it against you, bloody hopeless buggers.
Did he say that?
Hammond Parramatta. I can't believe I did it against you, bloody hopeless.
I was going to say, I bet he took it well. That was like a week before the finals. Do you remember... Who the replacement? This is a question only for 45 somethings.
Very niche.
Do you remember who the replacement was?
It's not Steve Stone.
I think he might have been the second week.
Trevor Shadell?
Trevor Shadell. Wow, that's... well.
Don't ever challenge one of the greatest.
I knew we could get it. Why do you think I asked generation. Because I knew we could get it. Anyway, this has gone right off track. But anyway, celebrity, faux celebrity, let us know. We've got some plans about what to do with people of our ilk. You know, of a real low level of...
Your ilk.
Well...
Our ilk.
No, I think you... Well, who'd be... I think you'd get more recognised than me. And I think this bloke's starting to get recognised. I know it because it's starting to get to his head. Let's get to some of the good and bad of last week. We say this with pain, but someone is in a real drought at the moment. Mr. 12 in a row.
Oh, you're going to mention that, are you? Okay.
Well,
that's good.
That was in the days were good, they were very good. Right now, we're in the Mojave Desert.
I'll give the Dolphins a huge chance in this game. It's still a big, I say still, because it's brand new, but it's a big rivalry. And I think Wayne Bennett will have the fins up for it.
Full time at Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane 28. Have defeated the Dolphins 14.
We had about 3 or 4 minutes there where we were fixing for one of the worst backdoor covers of all time. They gave you a hope that you did not deserve.
Nowhere near would it have been top 10 backdoor covers.
Oh, 28-4 and you were getting beaten up.
Let's recap some of the game.
Oh, here's the excuse.
Hamiso goes off after 20 minutes. You take the best player off after 20 minutes. That doesn't help, Shug. That'd be fair.
Well, to your defence, right, and you have choked since going on to the main body.
That's right. 0-3.
Yes, but you did have Flegler in the side at the time of your tip. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And there were some lucky tries for the Broncos, which
there
we'll talk
some
about
lucky tries.
In the big
and
show.
It's not,
but
I say this.
No lucky tries.
This is actually being serious for a moment. If you, and you should do this after every bet, revisit it on the Monday,
yep,
regardless of the result, and ask yourself, would you have had that bet again? The last three, I still get to yes.
Because you're a hockey bloke.
I still get to yes. And of course, I would say that.
Sometimes it's not meant to be. Sometimes it is not meant to be. I'm trying to finish on a slight positive. And we're not rubbing it in,
but how do we fix it, though? How do we fix it?
Well, I don't know, because we keep getting our end of the bargain up, as again we did this week.
Sharks, just a cruise by South.
Full time, Sharks 34. Rabbitohs 22.
Tigers, Dragons, on with you, Sean. I don't see many points in this game, so I've gone the under 42.5 at Campbelltown.
Full time here. It's the Dragons 24, the Tigers 12.
That Cronulla one you always had in hand, but it was always...
That was backdoorish.
Ish.
Ish.
Which one? Pitches.
Ish. Exactly my
Which
point.
Which one? Yeah. Mine?
No, his. No, yours was airborne.
Yeah, mine was never in doubt, but not...
6 out of 7 anyway, that's all. Yeah. that's all the punters care about.
5-1 best bets. We're having a debate the first week. Apparently I had a best bet, but it was $2.55, and I wasn't even on air.
No, I'm not giving you that one. That's fair.
I'm 5-1.
You had the bye week one.
Come on.
I'm 4-3.
Come on,
I know the true greatness you have as a tipster, and I just need the big channel to see it. It's in there somewhere.
Well, I'm telling you, tune in Thursday night this week.
He's a great club player. Yep. Is he an Origin player?
That's right.
We don't know yet.
That's right.
A little bit of Zach Lomax about you, maybe.
We don't have to play this, but it's on the rundown. I've already had my little sort of fun with it, but you know, I've got to stick with the rundown. They've only scored one try between them this year, but 475, a Cobbo Walsh anytime double.
In the wide headgear, the flash of Reece Walsh, the big dive. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. Brisbane do, though, and Selwyn Cobbo with his first try of the year.
Right, it says here, Dan, so right, with flair bet. I thought it was for Scotty Scheffler winning by 3 shots, but I forgot something. I didn't make that my flair.
Yeah.
And here's what else I forgot. I forgot I had Reece Walsh as the second part of that double. I thought it was Katoni Staggs.
Yeah.
So on Friday, I backed Staggs.
Cobbo.
And Cobbo. And that's why when I started seeing fire emojis, yeah. You know my thing about you don't jinx it. So I've cost myself a lot of money. I'd forgotten it was Walsh Cobbo. I, for whatever reason, thought it was Staggs Cobbo.
We should have known better too, because you don't often bring it out, but there was a real inflection, 475. And as soon as you said that, I thought, oh, geez, he's confident, this bloke. Good, yeah. Well played, Daniel.
Well, because I tell you what, I backed it and it was 575. And I thought, geez, those odds have changed. Oh, well, lucky me. anyway, we live and learn. Topics we could just get to very quickly, please. We're bringing out the chestnuts here. Should game one of State of Origin be played in Melbourne? Why are we having this debate, Joel?
I don't know, but while we have it. So if we do play at a neutral venue, do you believe it should be the last game?
No, can't be.
Because it affects the crowd in case it's dead rubber?
State governments demand, and they made that clear a while ago, one of them did, and they all cottoned on, you can't have a dead rubber.
Needs to be a live game.
I don't need it outside of New South Wales or Queensland, personally.
I don't need it, but then again, I'm not gonna die on some hill that says it has to be either. I think shopping it around every couple of years, 3 years maybe is okay.
So you
take it in turns.
Yeah.
You host two.
Yep.
You host two. Shop it around.
Yep. I don't hate it. Look, I don't hate being doing one. It does provide a neutral series. One there, one here, one somewhere else. I don't hate that, and it does make too much money. These state governments are paying $10 million or something for them. Plus, some of us get the nice hospitality of premiers, like the wonderful Peter Malinauskas, the Premier of South Australia. So while you're in the rort, let's save that topic for when, you know, we get closer to Melbourne. Joey Manu, does he return to the NRL?
Most have.
Of course he does.
He's young enough.
It's a question of when, not if for me.
Have they all returned? Wendell did. Did Matty Rogers return after rugby?
Yes, he did. Played for Gold Coast. Yep. Played pretty well. Gold Coast 5'8".
Roger did. Benji did.
Takiri did.
He's coming back.
How old is he?
25?
Bit older, I reckon.
Bit older?
26 or 27.
He's got plenty left.
He's going to cop 1.6. Mm. And I was talking to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's dad, Johnny. If you watch him play, he's exactly like him.
Good Bruce.
And he was hoping... Yeah, good Bruce. He was hoping Roger went to Japan.
Good touch player, wouldn't he, Johnny?
Still.
Yeah.
Still. You watch him, you go, okay, that's Roger's dad. But they can just cruise for 16 games a year for 1.6. I think the tax gets paid.
How much did his contract go up by off the back of last week, do you think?
On the open market, probably at least 100,000.
Yeah, okay.
In the NRL.
Yep.
They are great numbers, what he did. Does it win you a comp the way he played last week?
I'll tell you what it does. So we've spoken about on this show about the rolling boulder of the back five. Dylan Edwards, what he was doing, he was taking the first carry, Joey Manu, and then he was taking that play four, yes. And that's why the likes of Brandon Smith and all these players were finding form. So it has a big impact on what your forwards are doing.
I just heard questions going, yeah, but there was no creativity. If I'm getting 300 metres out of a bloke, I don't care.
Doesn't really matter.
Creativity can come somewhere else.
The one thing, I don't think he could do that for a whole season without getting absolutely bashed up and causing mischief to himself. So that would be the only thing.
Hybrid. But it was Connor hybrid. Watson goes there this week. Be interesting to see.
I'm with you, Sugar.
Yeah.
The Zach Lomax story it's not going to die down, I don't think. He signed at Parramatta, so that part of the deal is done. I'm with you, Joel. I don't think he sees out the year at the Dragons. I'm perplexed by the whole thing. He had another barnstormer on Sunday, a standout. I don't get it. There's something up there. I don't know if he's not getting enough respect at the Dragons. I don't know. Look, you don't know sometimes with these things that promises are made and then not kept. They may have promised him fullback 2 years ago.
Well, that was the mail.
Right. So things change, but he may be hurt by it. I don't know.
Well, the fact that it was the money that he signed on would tell me that he was definitely told that he'd be playing fullback at some point.
Yes.
And then, things happen and a fair bit of water's gone under the bridge since then.
But he's probably landed on his true value now. Whether he's playing fullback, wing, whatever, wing's probably on the upper end. But my thing for this is,
what is the number for?
I think it's 675 on average, isn't it?
Okay.
Versus 800.
Yeah.
Now, when you really think about it, if you're Zach Lomax, you're like, okay, if they see me as a winger, in 2 years' time, I'm getting nowhere near the 800. So if I take 675, which is on the table now, for an additional 2 years, there's a case to say it's a fair play.
Yeah, I suspect this is not about money, it's about respect. There's something there that we're
I don't disagree with that.
Right, let's get to the game, shall we? We've gibbered long enough. Roosters versus Melbourne is our first... Gee, it's a good Thursday night game. And the bookies, i.e. Sportsbet, can't really separate them. As we've got it, Melbourne, so slight favourites, you might as well say it's a toss of the coin job. Tedesco is back. Roosters looked great last week. Melbourne. Nelson is in. I don't know how many minutes they're going to get out of him, but he's in for Tui Kamikamitha. They escaped last week against the Dogs. As we look here at images of a previous Storm Roosters game, Allianz is the venue. It's a rematch of the finals, which I gather this is what we're looking at here. Obviously, it was won basically on the last play. Will Warbrick with the try. Joel, I'm pretty confident about Melbourne here in this game, but then again, they were probably outplayed last week by Canterbury, so I don't know. Roosters at least returned to form against Newcastle. I'm not sure how to read that form.
I think the price is bang on. It's a complete flip of the coin. Allianz Stadium, they disappointed last time there, taking on the Panthers.
Mm.
Maybe ambushed a little bit there. I like the fact that he's kept Connor Watson. I don't believe that the Walker-Keary thing works.
Mm.
So whether you play Connor Watson there, whether you play Joey Manu there, I don't know the answer to that. Maybe Tedesco even there. But it's a big, big game. And one thing I know for sure is James Tedesco was in the box with Coach Robinson last week, watching on Joey Manu absolutely killing it. He's fresh.
Mm.
Teddy's coming out with he's coming out with 300 metres himself.
Statement.
Statement mate. Game. The statement. Two fullbacks. Pappenhausen, Tedesco, it's going to be a cracker.
Under 38.5 for those who take, that's the favourite, under 38.5. The margins for Melbourne, Sean, this year, 8-4, lost by 2, and then one by two, one by two. So they can't put teams away.
No, they can't. And the Tui out is a big one because I'm with you. I'm not really sure how many minutes they're going to get out of Nelson. I think the question mark about him was he probably didn't come back in good enough shape. So there's another question mark about minutes potentially as well. So Tui's a huge out, but I'm still a little bit put off by the Roosters' outs. They're still missing probably four or five. And I'm not saying they make huge differences to what the betting would be, but there's something there. But the fact that at Allianz, you know, I'm big for a fair bit of home advantage, and it is big. I've got the Roosters in front. What scared me a little bit was there was a move to the Storm yesterday, a few hours after teams were named. So I'm not sure if there's potentially other injuries for the Chooks. So it's a bit of a watch, but if they run out as named, I think I want to be with the Chooks just at the $1.90-ish or whatever it is.
Well, Melbourne have won 8 of the last 9 against the Roosters, so they've got the previous head-to-head matchup advantage. Joel?
Oh, look, I don't know. You know what? I'll go the Storm. Papenhuyzen hasn't played Roosters for more than 3 years.
I just present you the first...
Okay. Woo.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, no, that's okay.
Hasn't played for 3 years.
Hasn't played the Roosters for more than 3 years.
Right.
I think the fullbacks are going to have a cracker. Same game multi. Pap, Teddy, both to score in a thriller. No idea who's going to win the match. No idea.
Yeah. That's funny. I have the same attitude with a couple of games coming up where I really can't read the game, so I'll just go a try score market. Yeah. That's just the easiest way. Look for some value there. Dragons versus Warriors is our 6 o'clock Friday game from Wynn Stadium. The last time the Dragons were at Wynn, they beat Manly. Lomax goes to the centres. Bird is out, so Christian Tuipulotu comes onto the wing. Warriors are a funny team. I mean, they escaped last week, but they still got a draw. 3 wins, 2 losses and a draw. It seems like they're playing so much better than that, but their record's not that great. It's only their 3rd away game this year. It's been 4 games since they've lost. I think they're significantly better than the Dragons, and the odds aren't that far apart. $1.44 Warriors, to me, seems like pretty good value.
I agree they're significantly better, but how big do you get that number? And I just touched on home advantage. And
You do love Wynn, don't you?
This would be part of my system that Jake from Packed the Rafters, Jimmy, said was speaking to you about.
Yeah.
I still think it's underrated. I still think the rank and file person having a bet might just look at this and go, well, geez, the Warriors are significantly better than the Dragons. They should win. And I'm saying they should be favourites, which means they probably should win. But how far do you get this if we're playing on the moon, Shug? Mm. I don't know if it's double figures. That's a big gap in today's footy. And I love Wynn Stadium. And the only person or group of people that like Wynn Stadium better than me is the Dragons. They've covered 4 from their last 5 when they've been outsiders. It just ticks a lot of boxes. And it's that key number, 6.5.
Yeah.
I think this is a close game.
Well, Jake from Packed to the Rafters might be following your numbers. Justin from Home and Away, jump on the field train, brother. The Warriors killed him down there last time. Yeah. The right edge, it was Dallin with Tenny's Lesnick. 4 tries, I think you scored. Through the middle, there's questions. Ben Hunt's a target. Yeah. Ben Hunt and Chad Townsend at their ages now, they are becoming a target. Adam Fanua Blake will target there. Jackson Ford's a big target there. I tell you, he's got a hot hand, and I think he suits that slick deck. Our man Sloan for the top try scorer.
Oh, yes.
He's scored 5 games in a row at Wynn Stadium, a total of 6.
Ooh, nice stat.
But I know it's 6.5, tricky number.
Yeah.
But Justin from Home and Away, we're on the Warriors to cover.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The counter to that right edge defence of the Dragons is the Warriors love their right edge attack as well. They do over index that way.
Yeah.
It's a nice little number.
Over index. And that, put that on the board, Gibbo. Yeah. Over index, that's a new word we've been. Jesus Christ.
I thought that'd be your best bet. +6.5 at Wynn Stadium. It must have been on your shortlist.
You two hammered me last week for my Melbourne Storm have never lost in April stat for 6 years.
Yeah. That's not a stat.
The Dragons have covered when they're the underdog in 4 of their last 5 at Wynn. Yeah, because, we're starting to get very new.
Because what it tells me is the market... Right. The market is
not
is,
respecting the home ground.
Not respecting the home ground advantage enough.
You set the market. That's on you.
Coincidentally, the one game out of those 5 was the Warriors where they lapped them.
Yeah.
So there's the caveat. But I think...
Is that what scared you off?
No, it's just putting... When you need to get bat on ball, Shug,
yeah.
You're out from 3.
You think it differently, aren't you?
Scared him off.
Yeah.
Give us your flair, please, Sean.
You don't put your faith in bad teams. And I've still got the Dragons probably lumped in that category. The flair, now this is flairy. Dragons 13 plus. Been doing this. Oh. Been doing this since this show began. When you're with a dog, particularly a home dog, things can happen with a big crowd behind you. 13 plus at a tick under $8.
Mate, you backing home sides underdogs 13 plus is, it's old enough to shave.
Is that your skim latte? That's his, whatever.
That's one of the best lines. Shout out to Kenty for that one.
Yeah, Kenty came up with that.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's quite the bit there from Sean. We get to Darwin. Parramatta versus Dolphins is our 8 o'clock game. 7:30 Darwin time. 32 degrees and humid will be the weather.
80% humidity. Ugh. Told at that time.
$1.38 Eagles as we go to air here. Lost their last two in Darwin, Parramatta, to North Queensland. They were flogged a couple of years ago, and Brisbane last year. Dolphins are a funny team. They've got 6 of their best players missing. Let me read this list for you, Joel. Gilbert, Tabu Ifedo, Tom Flegler, Herbie Farnworth, Felice Kulfusi, and Connolly Lemuelu. That's 6 of the 17 best players not available for the Dolphins. Trey Fuller goes to fullback. I think this is almost disrespectful, this line to Parramatta, that it's only 8.5. I know Moses is not there.
Yep.
Parramatta's miles better than this Dolphins.
Agree, yeah. Well, this was so close to being my best bet. So close. Just that tricky 9.5 or 8.5 number. Last year they played them, and Styles make fights. Parramatta walked through them.
42-0 halftime.
But they had 6 players who ran for more than 150 metres. They were just charging through them. Yeah. The only player who put a dent in them was the fullback. Now they've got glass half coming in there at fullback. I just... What?
What? What's that?
Or the meat tray. anyway, I have to be on Parramatta. If Moses were playing, I'd be 20-plus job.
Yeah. If Moses was playing, what's the line, though, if Mitch is running out here, do you think?
15.5.
13.5. Yeah. It's tricky. And I am put off by all those outs for the Finns. But, again, I'm also put off with getting around, giving away so many points without your playmaker. And I know they put on 27 points against the Cowboys, but they leak like a sieve so far this year, and into last year as well. And the first half could have been a very different story if a few things had went the Cowboys' way. Again, the result always isn't what you look at. Leaning just the way of the Finns.
Okay, what about the little narrative?
Oh, narrative. I mean, we're pulling out all the toys.
What about the little narrative of Brad Arthur not wanting the assistance of Wayne Bennett?
That is a narrative.
And the chat around Wayne Bennett being connected to Parramatta. There'll be extra inspiration here.
That is a narrative.
Just pointed to a plot. You meant to point at the teams, but you pointed at the fullback Gutherson. How do you feel about Clint Gutherson's 75% chance from 38 metres out, 6 in from touch? Did you see that horrific shot at goal he had?
He shanked it.
I did. I did say 75%.
You did say 75%. That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
What did I say?
I thought you said 78.
Well, 75. Yeah. Because the Triple M kick predictor said 21 and you laughed at it.
Yeah.
Have you got shares? Now willing to concede?
Have you got shares in this kick predictor?
Maybe.
You put a lot of faith.
Can you just tell Gutho, right, he's hooking a lot. His misses, if you plot your misses, they are hooking mostly.
Yeah.
He's got to go a bit more square. He's too narrow to the
He's
ball.
He's too front on, isn't he?
Yes.
He's too front on.
And that is conducive to hooking the ball.
I just want you to concede that if he had 10 shots from 38 out, 6 in from touch, which he says...
He'd kick 7.
No, he would again. He would. Why do you have to be stubborn? He just gave you the evidence last week. He's not that good a goalkeeper.
Yeah, but it's like going to a driving range. Like, if you go to a driving range and you just bash 50 down the middle...
You'll get his eye in, a couple in.
You do.
38 out, 6 in from touch.
But the option is there. If he wants to do it for charity... We'll get behind him.
Well, he said, Sean, you know.
You wait till I square him up.
Promises. Woo! Oh, yes, I think there'll be a lot of tries in this game. I have no faith in the Dolphins' defence. I mean, the 3 wins they've had, have you seen? Who do they beat?
They beat the Titans, the Dragons. Or did the Dragons beat them?
Flog the Dragons, the Gold Coast, beat the Tigers. That's what I call fool's gold.
It was 6-4 at halftime against the Broncos last week. Oh. And with half of that half without... their absolute best player.
Yeah, but they're also got a heap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Flair bet, lots of tries. Simonson and Gutherson and Jack Bostock. On the feed, I actually put the wrong bet in. So just there, I've got two virtually the same. Simonson, is there a tipping option for the feed? So when I tip people into winners, you know, like a Vegas, you know, when a Vegas dealer deals you blackjack.
Oh, you can tip a bit back to you.
I think, you know, I just think that should be available.
I would have thought we're paying you enough as it stands.
I just think the people would want to show their gratitude. When I tip him, Scotty Scheffler to win the Masters by three or more, and $7.
Isn't a week a long time in feed punting?
Oh yeah.
Because you were more rattled than me.
Yes, I was.
A week ago.
Yes, I was. I've had decent week. I had the second 2 weeks ago, an okay week, probably broke even, and I felt that was like, oh, I've settled. Okay.
Bat on ball.
Simonson, Gutherson, Boss Doctor combined for 4+ tries is a nice $7. I do think there might be a lot of tries in that game, even with a greasy ball. Speaking of greasy footballs, Penrith West's Tigers last year played in the slop in Bathurst. It was a low scorer. I think the weather forecast is much better here. Carrington Park, Panthers $1.18. Still no Nathan Cleary. Scott Sorensen's back. Tigers look totally different to last year. Last week and last year, there's, I think, like 7 players in this game are still there at the club. Luke Brooks and Brandon Wakem were there last year in Bathurst, so forget that. But Lockie Galvin is back. That's one we can't forget for this game. Brent Naden into the centres. John Bateman returns, and the young Fainu's, Latu and Samuela, return as well. So this is a much better West Tigers team than was presented last week, and it would want to be because that was a shocking game. Penrith, though, warm favourites, Joel. 13.5 start.
Yeah, well, even the premiership run for the Panthers, they've only won 3 of the last 5 against the West Tigers. They won the last instalment. Yeah, it was in driving rain. But even the year before, which was similar circumstances, Sean O'Sullivan came in. There was no Cleary. And they just snuck home the Panthers. There's enough reasons to get around the Tigers. A different venue being Bathurst. Benji was filthy about their performance last week.
Yep.
You've got a few ex-Panthers in Staines, Naden, and Appy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're off the bye. Sometimes that can throw you out a little bit, the Penrith Panthers. So there's enough reasons to get around the Tigers at the start.
Galvin back in is a huge upgrade, albeit for a young kid having played, what, 2 or 3 games.
Fourth game.
But I mean, you've got to...
Yep. Yes.
You got to tell it for how it is. It's a big upgrade. So that's a tick. And I know we all get a bit lost in the whole, it's next man up at Penrith and their record is pretty good without Cleary. It's still a huge difference to what the betting would be. And I can't get it near 13.5, Sugar. I'm with you.
Yeah.
On the tiggy train.
It's a lot of respect you're paying the Tigers. Penrith's changed their style a bit. They're the number 1 offload team in the comp now. Have you noticed that?
They're
not as just bash it up the middle, quick play the balls. Number 1 offload team. So they've brought a bit of that about them. And 11 tries now on their right side. Still only 2 on their left. So they really are favouring that right.
River.
I thought, honestly, if they said, can you predict Joel's flair for this game? I would have said, this is a perfect Tigers to score 0. But you've gone completely the other way here.
Yeah, I just love the way he's burrowing down. And I think he's owned already the New South Wales jersey. Appy Coruscant. Appy Coruscant against the old firm. And I do believe the way to score against the Panthers is very direct. They're so good at shifting. Yeah. So if you play those block plays out the back, they just travel so easily. Yeah, yeah, you've got to hit that lead man. You've got a challenge from dummy half. There's been a number of tries scored against the Panthers from dummy half. Appy.
What about that pass he threw, Utoi Kamau?
Oh. That exact play could happen again.
I think that's my favourite bit of rugby. That is the thing that gets me as excited. You can have the Xavier Coates high flying, and they're wonderful. When Appy does that, and he's looking at the athletic track and throwing a pass. Oh.
Yeah, the word that we love in rugby league, deception.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Gold Coast versus
he likes that, doesn't he?
Wow. Gold Coast versus Manly.
Laugh at your own joke, start.
No, I thought that would have got him off the bit.
No, it's fine. Gold Coast Manly, Gold Coast still winless. Brutally unlucky last week. Brutally unlucky. But still conceding 29 points a game. They've conceded 20 in 10 straight. Well done. Manly have lost their last 2 against the Gold Coast. Funny record against them. No Aloye, but Garrick and Saab are in. I think this is a big Saab day coming up. First game since Vegas. 9.5 is the start here. Sean, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, well, again, my profile, home underdogs, it ticks that box, but it's very, very scary. I just look at the last fortnight for Manly. I think we were all pretty keen on them at home 2 weeks ago against Penrith. Up for that one, got the victory. Then had to go to New Zealand. I think they were... The scoreline probably flattered them in the first half. They scored... Cherry's first try, I think, was a bit lucky. The Warriors' ball handling was horrendous, and that was before the rain set in. And then they leaked a few tries late. They had a couple of big names in this one. And I think, look, the Titans are obviously going no good, and the loss of Campbell doesn't help them. But I love the fact that he hasn't balked and just chucked AJ back there. Not saying that I love Philip Sami at playing fullback, but AJ has to be the six. We've seen how good he is at six in those couple of occasions. I'm giving them a big chance
we'll
to cause an upset.
Get to your flair in a minute. Jeez, I think you blokes are overthinking it this week. There's just teams, when teams are significantly better than the other, just go with the team that's significantly better.
But Dan, you've never done a tough, long off-season. It's brutal. The teams don't lose forever. You mentioned the two in a row for the Gold Coast. Both those wins 13+. So they'll believe they can win this. Manly on the road have won 3 of their last 12. Dez, 4 and versus the old firm. Close last week, a bit of confidence up. This is cherry ripe for their first win of the year.
Love
wow.
it.
Cherry ripe.
Wow. Look at the teams.
Cherry ripe.
Manly's going to kill them.
No pun intended.
This is a proper Tom Trbojevic goes berserk.
That could easily
game.
Be true. Could easily
right.
be true.
Where you want to be on. I mean, you've got Harley Smith-Shields, right? In his 18th game,
don't overthink it, Dan.
He's played a lot in the centres. He's played a lot on the wing. He's in the centres now. Do you not think this Tolu Kola could not flourish?
I mean, these.
Do you not think Jason Saab could go berserk in a game?
All that may be true.
These are all absolute possibilities. But
thank you.
It's all relative to the price that you can eat up.
Yep.
And for my flair, speaking about,
I've got bad news for you. Because our best bets are going to be part of this, and you're going to be riding on with me at some point. But anyway, go for your flair.
Yeah, keeping it very simple here. I would usually go ultra flair and go 13+ when I'm getting around the dog, but we're just going to keep it simple. Titans to get off the mark. Shuggy said it perfectly. They're just going to get their season off the mark here. Quick single for the Titans.
Okay, here's a question. If you had only $50 and you had no access to adding more funds to your account, you could only bet on our best bet trio, which I'm going to tell you is going to involve Manly, or that head-to-head, where are you putting your 50?
I think I've been pretty clear for the last few years.
What an
record. To put it on the record, I was going to have a best bet related to the Titans, but it was in conflict with what you had already submitted. So I put the team first.
Did I submit last?
And allowed you...
Did I submit last?
But I...
And I allowed you to have your Manly play, which we'll get to later.
I think it's...
I'll change.
I think it's fine for us to sometimes conflict. This is
give me Warriors with the start. I don't care. Do what you want.
No, Warriors with the start. No, let's not muck up with the rugby.
Brisbane versus Canberra is our Saturday night game. Broncos... Only giving up 7.5. What's wrong with you people this week?
Leaning heavily towards the favourites this week.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, they're the weeks I go very badly. Reynolds and Haas are still out. Canberra, they were not very good last week, but they won. Well done. Well done to them. And rolling on, no Rapida, no Whitehead, no Horsburgh. And they did win this game last year, Joel, very famously. And later in the year, it was pretty tight. Brisbane got away at the end. But Canberra, for whatever reason, matches up and has matched up really well with the Broncos.
Yeah, their pack is going really well, the Canberra Raiders. Papali'i is in tremendous form. Tarpany Young. I love Mariota. Morgan Smithies is flying. Trey Mooney off the bench. They're going really, really good. So they have won 4 of the last 6 against the Brisbane Broncos, including that game, ironically, in April last year. Who was the 5-8 for Canberra that day? Remember?
Down there.
Yeah, no, the Broncos game. Was that Suncorp? Was also at Suncorp.
I called that win. Game.
It got them back in contention. They'd been battling. Big outsiders.
No idea.
I don't know. Elliot Whitehead. It's some weird...
Brad Schneider.
Oh, is that right?
Brad Schneider was
so before he went to Hull.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
No, good
They did that last year against Haas, against Renault.
Ask me that question again.
Against Herbie Flegler.
No, ask me that question again. Who is the Canberra? Trevor Shadell.
Yeah, that's right. Flegler, Herbie, all those guys were there at Suncorp Stadium and they come up with a famous win.
Yep.
7.5 to me feels just a little bit too big.
There has been a lot baked into this price here for how the Raiders just scraped over the line. The amount of ball they had, you play that game again, they're winning handsomely. You don't always score the tries that you should. And on the flip side, the Broncos have been getting very, very lucky. Not just last week, but for the majority of the year. And we're going to do a deep dive into that in the Fox League edition of the show. But no Haas is huge.
Big edge in the pack.
Massive edge.
Yep.
This is coming from the Raider hater, who has been put to bed because I was off them at the start of the year. But you can't just, and this is why I'm not being stuck up and arrogant, Dan. I have changed my tune significantly on them.
It's taken you years. They've been a pretty successful team for years. No. It's taking you all this time to actually pay them respect.
No, I'm liking what I'm seeing finally from them. And there isn't a player in that squad
Owen
now. Only
two versus the top eight.
That's having a bad start to the year. They're
what
all playing well.
Game from this bloke?
Fogarty's going great. Fogarty's never played better.
Strange is playing like a bloke that's played 100 games.
Oh, Joel. I've just got a sneak preview to the Flair. Go on. Sell this. Sell this flair to me like it's Sydney real estate.
Okay, the Flair is... Let me find it first. Oh,
this is a very bad start.
Okay, no, the Flair.
No.
The Flair.
You've lost.
This is Flair Central. 13+, Canberra.
Love it. Sugar.
13+.
Love it. That's got my profile written all over it.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Go for the jugular. You're overthinking this week, Dan.
Canberra, yeah, no, better team. No, this one I'm not as confident. This one, I promise you, Brisbane, Canberra, I'll go with you. Canterbury, Newcastle, Sunday, 2 p.m. They might have found something, the Dogs. Connor Tracy, very busy at the back. Stephen Crichton in the centres. Not going to move. I worry about the Dogs here. Sam Hughes, I think, is going to be a very good prop. I've said that on the show in the past, but their men up front don't have big minutes in them. Hughes, Patolo, Farmacilli versus the Saifidi boys and Leo Thompson.
Is he playing Hughes?
Is he playing?
Hasn't he been given a release at some stage to go to the Cowboys?
Nah. Not him. He's too good.
Well, who was the three-way?
That was...
Kajewski goes to the Broncos.
Edwards?
Harrison Edwards.
Yes.
Harrison Edwards.
If they let him go, there'll be a protest.
Yeah, okay.
And he's Harrison Edwards. He's a Canterbury junior too.
Gotcha.
My feeling, Joel, is I think, and this is a very good even matchup, but I think Newcastle's forwards might bash him up a bit here.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, the health of Ponga is the key here. Their right-hand side, 14 tries they've conceded the Bulldogs compared to next to nothing. So if you're a Newcastle player and you're running the ball and you look up, you see Kickow, Burton, Sherry and Fox, you're on the wrong side, right? You've got to go to the other side because you're just not scoring on their left-hand side. Bradman Best scored a hat-trick last year, which put him into the state side.
Mm.
And I think you'll find he scored 4 or 5 games in a row, or 6 tries from his last 4 games. So he's starting to run into a bit of form, but... tough game. I don't know.
Crichton, right centre now, I think, just to add a bit of starch to it.
Yep.
And I think, like, their left edge attack is humming at the moment.
Yeah.
And what Kickow's, if he keeps playing like he does, with the big, big moments he has in games, and they win 6 more games, there's a chance that he wins the bloody Dally M.
Yep.
That's how good he's going. I'm sticking up for the Bulldogs here, and you have got a lot of upside with the health of Kalyn Ponga. He can't be 100%, and there's even a chance he doesn't even play the game. And we saw the yin and yang of Newcastle when he wasn't right. That the back end of that first half, they were nowhere.
I've noticed the price has gone out for the Dogs and in for the Knights. So when I looked on Monday and to today, Wednesday, does that suggest money's gone for the Knights, Sean, or does that suggest there's more confidence that Ponga will play?
I don't actually know. I'm not too sure. The Bulldogs' results probably don't look that good. I know that they leaked a lot of points to the Roosters 2 weeks ago. That was that chaos footy they were playing.
Yep.
They also scored 26 in the first half in sideways rain. Their attack's actually going okay.
I think they're going to get a very big crowd for this game.
I hope so.
Canterbury fans have been waiting for a moment to come out of the woodwork.
I hope so.
Even though they're 2-4... they would have been so proud what they delivered. Oh, this is a 20th. I can't wait for this game. This is a radio game, and it's not often, Joel. I look forward to going to Homebush. I'm looking forward to this because I think they're gonna
before
get a big atmosphere there.
Just on their forwards, and it has the not misconception, but going into the start of the year, everyone's concern was about how their forward pack was going to be dominated. They're actually coming fifth in play, like attacking play the balls. They are getting pretty good field position. Their attack, first couple of games, left to be a fair bit to be desired, but it's just starting to click.
Mm. Even last week, though, you've got to admit, they had a lot of chances.
Yeah, but you've got to respect Melbourne Storm in Melbourne as well. You do,
but they're a very good halfback away from being a proper upper echelon
team. Are you putting six on legs in there?
Oh, look, to be fair, I don't know if it makes a huge difference.
Hutchison's playing well for what he does, but he's not necessarily a creative player. Yeah.
But Tracy point. At the back is what everyone has been asking for, and I saw enough in that game last week to know that's the team.
All right, Woo time. Now, disclaimer, I have no idea about this game. Absolutely none. That's why I'm looking forward to it so much. Adam Elliott scored 3 tries in 6 games. Those odds have stood out. $7.25 against his old club. He's getting a lot of minutes.
Yep.
I just think that's big odds. Big, too big.
Yeah, like it.
And he follows through on kicks. I was looking at Kai Pierce-Paul. Well, he hasn't scored yet, and he's a big offloading machine. So I want to see him score before I start putting faith in him. Cronulla versus North Queensland, our Sunday match of the day, 4 p.m. Sharks only slight favourites. Wow. 2.5 is the line as we go to print. 4-1, the Sharks. Hamlin Welle is back in. First time this year. They're 2-0 at Shark Park. Cowboys, no Talungi, so Semi Valame is in. By the way, Sam Stone Street playing for Cronulla, so they've lost Katoa. Cowboys, God, they're a funny team. They've conceded 20 in 5 straight games, 20 plus, but they still have the number one attack. I have zero faith in them, Sean Omrod.
Yeah, I'm with you. The defence leaves plenty to be desired. You look at their last 4 games. This is on the road. Round 1 against the Dolphins, 61 points in the game. There was 70 against the Dragons, 50 against the Broncos. And last week against Parramatta, there was 47. Just ticked the overs, but they left a lot of points on the field as well, the Cowboys. So the only angle I can really find here, I'm not super convinced about the Sharkies, how they're going either. Didn't convince me against the Bunnies. That probably should have been a lap up. So you look for points. And we'll get to my little flair later on.
Okay.
They've only won 6 of their last 17 on the road, and every time they've won all those 6, they led at half time. So they either turned up or they haven't. Whoever you like, Sharks or Cowboys, take the half full double. Teague Wilton is the play for me. I think he'll find Chad.
Okay.
Tries around Chad.
Yeah.
Cronulla have won a 9 of their last 10 against the Cowboys. Even when Cronulla's not great and the Cowboys are better, Cronulla have matched up well against them. $1.69 is disrespectful to Cronulla. They should be $1.50 for this game.
$2.05, half full. Prefer that?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I would.
Very strong.
Shark Park, Sunday after. I've called a lot of the Cowboys this year. No. They're not yet. Not yet. They're having big dark patches against bad teams. Cronulla could run it up. Cronulla could score 24 points in 20 minutes, and that's the end of the game. Who's got the flair?
I do, and I'm thinking down that path. You just got to look to the over total points, but we're going a bit fruity. It is a flair. So there's a total match points bands market, 61 plus, which has clicked in 2 of the 4 away games this year for the Cowboys. It's just had a little haircut yesterday, but it's still $5.75. The total's been 42 up to 44.5. So I'm a little bit annoyed I didn't jump on the feed early and just snap that up.
I hope the weather's nice. Have we looked at the forecast?
No, weather's okay.
Very good.
Good weather, fine. Excellent. Sunday Arvo, Shark Park, it's got all the hallmarks.
Well, that's a fun bet, because we're cheering for points.
Yes.
We're cheering for points. That's good. All right, best bets time. I like they've put Sean last here. Like, that's the big drum roll.
Suspense.
For me, sorry, boys. Manly, 9.5. Giving up. I'm just taking him. Better team, significantly better team. I know Gold Coast are much better last week. I know they've sort of found something with AJ. I mean, that. How did it take Des Hasler that long to go AJ Brimson into the halves? That's negligent. But Manly's significantly better, and I think Tom Trbojevic is going to go absolutely berserk. Joel.
Raiders plus 7.5. Just big pack, powering through. Too many question marks around the Broncos at the moment, and they have had some things go their way, Shawnee. Plus 7.5, and you're getting $1.98.
And you know what that means? Not only is the man who is going to break the streak soon is the anchor.
Oh, yes.
Sean,
Sunday, what time? Is this 4 p.m. or 2 p.m.? My game.
2 p.m.
Sunday, 2 p.m. Accor Stadium. This gets me.
Run
this
us gets your me. Thought process. What was your shortlist?
So we had Dragons circled.
Yep.
We had West circled.
Yeah.
Can't trust them. We had Titans circled. Can't trust them. Theme appearing here, Dan, if you haven't worked out. Raiders circled as well. Probably could trust them, but Broncos burnt me last week. So we just go back to the absolute obvious.
Sean was first to pick, so he had the full board
That's
to
right,
work with.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bulldogs, head Whoa. To head. Keep it very simple. A lot of upside. I make them favourites in this game, even with Ponga playing. Yeah. Not significant favourites, but they are favourites. You got a lot of upside in KP's hip. Not
good
being
luck. 100%. Good luck, young
Good luck.
We need you back.
Yeah, we need you back.
We need
the old Sean
back.
Yeah, I don't need luck.
We need barrel-chested Sean. Yeah. We don't need slumped
there,
in his chair.
There is a saying about something about form is temporary, Dan.
Class is permanent.
Yeah. Is that how it finishes?
Career. Well, form is getting less temporary by the week. That's all I would
still
have to say.
Now, three.
Not one, not two, but three Bambies right now. They're all Masters related, because that's all I've been obsessed with for the last week, is the Masters is my favourite sporting event, so I watched every minute. And we start with a player I've always liked, Jason Day, right? Now, this is how he used to dress, right? That's when he won the PGA. Very, you'd say, athletic, you're wearing the typical polo.
Dressed like a golfer.
Dressed like, there's a little bit of style about him. There's another shot here where, you know, he's pumping the fist there. But again, typical polo, little sort of Adidas stripes across. But there's nothing outlandish about that. I don't know what's happened, right? He's never been sort of in the Adam Scott world of style master, but always a pretty conservative, pretty nice dresser. Then something has happened here. Let's just take a look. This was day one. The very baggy pants at Augusta.
They're wet weather pants.
Right, but he kept them on, I believe, even when the rain stopped, right? So he was happy to sort of keep that on as a fashion statement. But you might do what Sean did. That's a forgive run.
Yeah.
Wet weather. Nothing to forgive about what he produced on Friday.
Oh,
a vest that is, where someone that is described awful. Very accurately, his vest looks like a 1960s packet of cigarettes. Melbourne, this is dressed by a mob called Melbourne. It is such a fashion statement or an attempted fashion statement. There was a great rumour going around that the people at Augusta asked him to take the vest off.
Oh, no.
Now, I think he took it off because it was hot. Yeah. And that was for the morning session, but I just love the idea. Because Augusta can do that. Just yeah. Excuse me, sir. Mm. Please remove that. That's the Bambi, but I'm suggesting Jason Day's not dressing himself. Someone's got involved here, either his wife, his kids. He's hired some stylist, and they're
no,
making...
No, I'm telling you what it is. It's Moolah.
Yeah, but he can get Moolah anyway. What I'm saying is, I mean, he's still got to tick off on that vest and go, yes, that's a good idea. I think someone's got him by the cruets emotionally where he can't say no. Wouldn't be shocked if his kids liked it and he sort of, he knows it looks like garbage.
Is it a bit puffy shirt-esque off Seinfeld?
Oh,
he's committed to it, so he just has to roll out the puffy
that's
shirt.
That's exactly right. And that's one. Number two is another Australian, Greg Norman.
Right.
Now, it was the quote here. He goes to Augusta as he can't even get a pass, right? So he has to pay his way in, and that's fine. But the quote at the bottom here for those watching is the one. Firstly, he declared the boss is here. But what about this Trumpian-style quote? There's been hundreds of people, even security guys, stopping me saying, hey, what you're doing is fantastic. That's Liv. Is there anyone that actually believes that quote?
No. No.
There are hundreds of people, even security guys, saying what you're doing is fantastic.
Cap. Complete cap.
Mm. But that's, you know what? If you, this is what the lessons we've learned over the last few years. You speak lies into existence enough times, people will believe it. Or at least his constituents. So that's one, two. Now we get to the difficult one.
The difficult one.
Because this man has been the athlete of our generation, and that's Tiger Woods. Now, if he wants to go to Augusta and barely make the cut with his broken body and then battle his way to last, That's totally on him. He has earned the right to do what he wants. If he wants to pull up stumps, if he wants to keep going, if he wants to be a ceremonial golfer, that's great. But here's my issue. We all get the broadcast, Fox, Sky Sport, everyone from CBS. A lot of us have got money on this event. What we don't need to see in round three is every shot of Tiger battling his way to an 82, okay? And now that is a more rap shot, what we're seeing there, a frustrated Tiger. Firstly, I don't want to see a champion fading, okay? We have things called featured groups and other avenues now. If you want to watch every shot of Tiger, there's ways to do it. But please, enough. If I want to see bad golf on a Sunday morning, I'll go down to Moore Park, okay? And play myself, okay? I am sick and tired of having to watch bad golfers, and unfortunately, his body had failed him and it was bad golf, play 60 shots while blokes I'm
invested in
Ludwig, I don't see him.
Yeah.
Please, enough.
Nah, Ludwig, he could find a camera. Oh, Ludwig.
He's a good-looking boy,
Ludwig. So is Tiger done for top 10s in the majors?
Never bet him top 10 again.
Done. Yeah.
The problem is he picks the courses. He only wants to play the big tournaments. Understand, his body's broken. Yeah. He can't walk. No. But he only wants to play majors, which are the longest courses, which are the hilliest courses, and where the tee times do not suit him, right? Because Masters, he can't play in the cold, right? Because his back is stuffed. He needs warmth. So when he's asked to play at 8 in the morning, it's chilly, right? And he can't activate the glutes or whatever it is he has to do. Vern Lundquist was going to be part of a quadrant. Vern Lundquist stole a bit of commentary, right? The commentator that was just given all sorts of farewell love, and deservedly. His second greatest call, yes, sir, stolen from a commentator 20 minutes earlier. There we go, I got Vern Lundquist.
Oh.
Yeah, Ben Wright, 1986 Masters,
poor
look it up.
Poor old Vern.
Yeah. A legend. But whenever it's brought up, never acknowledges, oh, yeah, no, my second most famous call, and someone actually said it 20 minutes earlier. That's it, we're done. Don't forget Fox League Thursday night. It'll be a much more professional affair on Thursday. What you've heard today is a lot of gibber, but hopefully entertaining gibber. Remember, faux celebrities, please let us know. We want you to be part of the show. Well, we're faux celebrities. I'm saying people on our
I'm
level.
Not a celebrity. Get me out of here. Get us out of here, Dan.
You have a big audience every Friday, Thursday and Friday night on Channel 9. Don't tell me you're not a celebrity. We're done?
We're done.
See you on Thursday night. Goodbye.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.